will come into it. The streets are yours, and the lives are yours. And we just praise your name that you have great things in store for our community and our lives. Praise your name. Amen.
Have a seat. Well, this is an important day in the life of New Beginnings. It's a new beginning for New Beginnings. There's several of you that are guests with us this morning. We're glad you're here. My take on this is that even though the things I'm going to be sharing is for New Beginnings normal, regular attendees, there's something in it for you from the Lord as well, or you wouldn't be here. And so we'll just trust the Holy Spirit to do a work. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you that you're a good Father. And Lord, you have led us here to worship in this place for such a time as this. And we thank you that you are faithful. We pray that you would lead and guide us in the weeks and months ahead, that we could truly be salt and light in this community of Mannheim and here with Teen Central and the teens and their families. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Speak to each heart and life the things you want to say to them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to Teen Central. This is right off their webpage. If you didn't know, we're at 15 South Wolf Street. And Monday and Wednesday, middle schoolers meet here from 3:30 to 5:30. And Tuesday, Thursday, high schoolers from 7 to 9. I want to say this, just so we're clear on this. We're not simply here because the fire hall was not available to us sometimes. That's not why we're here. We're not here just because it's more convenient. We're here because we believe God has called us to here, to this place, to be sight, light and salt here in Mannheim. And I believe our move to Scene Central, which was much like Abraham's move, why he moved, obedience. There's still many things we don't know that God has in store for us here. And we're not about to just figure that all of a sudden, but in God's timing and God's ways, he will reveal to us his plan and what all he wants us to do here. And in short, we're on an adventure with God. Really, life is that way with God, isn't it? It's an adventure, but and specifically with New Beginnings, we're an adventure from God. We're totally dependent upon him and his Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us. And that's a great place to be. You know, if you were to ask most of the people in this world around us about New Beginnings, they would say we're a nothing. We're insignificant, small little nothing church. It's what the world would say. But the Holy Spirit, through Paul, says this in 1 Corinthians 1:27-29. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the things that are wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, the things which are despised. God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. What this verse is saying is God chooses the weak to do his work so that when people see the great things he does, they know it wasn't the person or the people, that it was God himself, that he alone will get glory from what happens. And that's what's going to happen with New Beginnings. People are going to say, that New Beginnings, there's nothing to them. But God's going to receive glory because we are nothing, but he is everything. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Kathy did the opening for us, Kathy Brubaker. And she was led to remind us that we are in a spiritual war. The enemy does not want us here. I've had a number of people come to me and say, oh, isn't that so nice that you're going to be at Teen Central? Yeah, it's nice. Not to the enemy. To the enemy, it's an act of war. Our presence here in this place is an additional threat to his kingdom here in Mannheim. And so we are a target. We don't have shirts with bullseyes on the back, but we should. So Kathy encouraged us to be in prayer and to recruit intercessors to cover us and our families in prayer. And that's a great idea because it's from the Holy Spirit. So what I'm going to be asking you to do, and you need to do it this week, if you haven't already done it, if you haven't taken Kathy's advice, you need to do it this week. You need to ask, pray about it, ask the Lord, and I've done this week already, and make a list of a couple of people that you know will be faithful in praying for you and your family. For protection, for wisdom, for unity of new beginnings. Because the enemy wants to break the unity we have, and we have unity. But he's going to attack us in every way, shape, and form, and that God would give us favor here in Mannheim. So, I don't know who it is. Make a note to yourself right now, intercessor, because you need it, and I need it. Okay, next slide. Dan's my tech guy here. I don't know who did this. I guess it was Scott to put it together, but he already had Matt read at the beginning of our service this exact verse. And I didn't tell Scott what I was doing today with this presentation. Usually this is somebody sharing what God's doing in their life, but this is a different Sunday for us. But Ephesians 6, 10 to 12, and I'll read it again. It says, finally, my brethren, or brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against people, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We're talking about Satan and his demons is who our fight is with. That's the next slide. Oh. 2 Timothy 2:4 says this, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has enlisted him as a soldier. This is war talk that Paul is telling his young compatriot, Timothy. And it's not against people. Again, this is the same spiritual war that we're in, this spiritual battle that we're in. Remember, Jesus already won the war and utterly defeated the enemy. Colossians 2, 3, 13, and 15 reminds us of this. And you, being dead in your trespasses, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, Jesus, having forgiven all your trespasses, all your sins, having wiped out the handwriting of the requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. And then it says this, having disarmed principalities and powers, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Which means we are more than conquerors through Christ. Dan, go back one slide, would you? Yeah, we already hit that one. In Joshua, when Joshua was coming into the promised land with the people of Israel, the Lord said to Joshua, every place the sole of your feet shall tread, I have given to you. That's for you. That's for us. Every place the soles of our feet go, he has given to us. When we walk around Mannheim, we walk through this building, we walk around the streets here. Because everywhere we go, the kingdom of God goes, because he is in us. The kingdom is in us. All right, so we're in this war. Now we'll go to the next slide. But it's a spiritual war, not against people. I was at a meeting recently with Tim Deering. It was a Netzer meeting. They call them a cohort. It's a bunch of pastors and leaders of churches in Lancaster and Lebanon counties. There's anywhere from 12 to 14 of us that meet and pray together, encourage each other. And I was talking with Tim Deering, our apostle. And I told him that we're going to be coming here to Teen Central. I told him we made the decision that we've really sensed God asking us to come here. And Tim's words were this: remember, New Beginnings is a special forces unit. That's what he told me. He said, remember what I said years ago? I said, I do. About 10 years ago, Tim had this strong impression from the Holy Spirit for New Beginnings. And that prophetic word was, New Beginnings is a SWAT team or a special forces unit. And the Lord brought this back to Tim's mind to encourage us. Because in 1 Timothy 1:8, look at the next slide, here we go. It says, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. This prophetic word from Tim was to encourage us in the upcoming war that we're going to have in this place. So be encouraged. All right. The Lord also said through Tim, of course, that we're this special forces unit. But what is a special forces unit? Dan, let's go to the next slide. Now, we're thinking spiritually. We're not thinking about an actual unit here on earth killing people. This is a spiritual thing we're talking about now. First, a special forces unit is a part of the larger army. The army of God is the Church of Jesus Christ. But it has a unique role. These special forces units are used in unconventional warfare, or guerrilla warfare, as they call it. They are purposely small, which makes them mobile and able to respond quickly and go places where God wants them to go, in our case. What church could pack up the whole church after a church on Sunday and move to another place the next week? I don't know too many that could do that. But we did. Talk about mobile. Have church, we'll travel. That's us. These special forces units receive special training for their missions. I had to think about the special training we received, the prophetic ministry training we've received, the cleansing streams training we received. This is unusual training that most churches do not get, but God wanted us to have it for a special purpose. These special forces units operate behind enemy lines and are used to rescue prisoners of war and hostages. In our bylaws for New Beginnings, there is a scripture that encapsulates both our vision and our mission statements, and this is it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. We did this 15 years ago. It's amazing how God works. So, to conclude this morning, we're going to have a short time, which I call a briefing. Let's go to the next slide. When special forces units, before they go into battle, they receive a briefing. It's a short, factual summary and details of the current or upcoming operation. These briefings help to focus the unit as they set out on their mission. So, New Beginnings, this is going to be your briefing. Go ahead, next slide. I came up with a special forces logo for New Beginnings. How's that? That's what happens when you teach art for 35 years and don't know what to do with yourself, huh? So, New Beginnings, this is your briefing. All right. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. That means although we're walking here in the natural realm of things, our war is not in the fleshly realm. It's in the spiritual realm. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, earthly, or natural weapons, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So, let's go to... go to the next slide. We're going to be looking quickly at five spiritual weapons. These are not an exhaustive list, but the ones I felt I should share this morning, that the Lord has given us in this spiritual battle, and that we're to be thinking about and using, especially in this move here to Teen Central. Okay, this is the first of our weapons, our spiritual weapons, prayer. People say, oh, I can't do much. I guess I'll just have to pray for you. That's like saying, I don't have a handgun or a machine gun. All I have is this atomic bomb. Hello, prayer. It's powerful. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, which means it's powerful. Just do it. Prayer. This means war. Next one. The Word of God. The Word of God, which is called the sword of the Spirit. This is how Jesus defeated Satan when he was in battle with him. He said, it is written. Remember when Satan came to Jesus and tempted him with different things? He said, it is written. Jesus knew the truth. He was the truth. He used the sword of the Spirit, which is truth, to expose and defeat the lies of Satan. All Satan can do is lie and deceive. And so to beat him, you beat him with truth. The truth that's from the Word of God. The battle is in our minds. Think about that now. Between your ears is where most times the battle with the enemy comes to play. That's why he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty for pulling down arguments, imaginations, deceptive fantasies, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So this is where the battle often lies. And if he can put lies in here, he can defeat us. But when we remember the truth and take those lies and those temptations he puts in our mind, he'll put thoughts in your mind that are not from him. And he'll try to pawn them off as your thoughts that they're not. Take those into captivity and say, no, that's not from the Lord, because the Word says this. Hit him with the sword. Andrew Womack says this: the mind is the battlefield in which thoughts and reasonings, contrary to God's Word, are to be captured and submitted to Christ, our commander. Just as enemy soldiers are captured in war, so rebel thoughts must be taken captive and made to submit to Christ. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Next one. Praise. You don't think of praise as being a weapon. I mean, it seems so nice, right? But God's ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. And praise is powerful. Remember Paul and Silas? These were two men in the early church that were telling people about Jesus. And they were arrested for speaking the truth of the gospel. They were beaten, thrown in jail, and put in stocks and chains. At midnight, they chose to sing praises to God. And what happened? God brought an earthquake, all their chains fell off, and he got to tell everybody about Jesus and The jailer and his whole household came to the Lord that night. Why? Because they praised God. Because when we praise God, he inhabits those praises. He comes and shows up. So our time of praise here this morning is a powerful thing going on right here in this building. We don't really understand it. I don't understand it cognitively, but I know it is. Next slide. The Holy Spirit. He is our helper, our teacher, our guide. He is God in us. Not just with us, but he actually lives in us. If you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he is in you. And he wants to help and guide and lead you each and every day in every way. And he's given us gifts. If you look in 1 Corinthians 12, and I'm not going to go there this morning, but there's all kinds of supernatural gifts he has made available to us to defeat the enemy and to engage the enemy in battle and come out victorious. The key is, with the Holy Spirit, we need to listen to his still small voice. He won't shout at us. You have to tune in. I know I'm often not tuned in as I should be, but his voice is still and it's small, and his nudges and his promptings are so subtle sometimes. But as you give way to those subtle nudges and promptings and things he puts in your mind, he will help you to have the victory. Remember, it's him that's in us. It says, he that is in us is greater than he that is in this world. That's Satan. And the last one, number 5. Lastly, the blood of Christ. We were here last night celebrating the communion. Celebrating and remembering Jesus shed blood. The blood of Christ and Jesus Christ, through the shedding of it, utterly defeated Satan. And through his resurrection from the dead, Satan is completely, utterly defeated. Jesus' victory is our victory as well. And it says this in Revelation, they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. And then our last slide and the last scripture from 1 Corinthians 15, 55 says this, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory is assured if we walk with him, we will have victory. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you brought us here to this place for a time such as this. It's not an accident that we're here. We've heard your still small voice. We have come here out of obedience to you. We don't know all the plans you have for us in this place or this space, but we know you do. Help us in the days and weeks ahead to hear your voice, to heed the things you tell us to do, that we can bring life and life in abundance to Mannheim and the folks of Mannheim, to the teens of Teen Central, and that you would receive much honor, glory, and praise. It's not like we're special or something, Lord, because we're not. We're just ordinary, but you love to use ordinary people that listen to your voice and obey and do what you say. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us to this place. We thank you that you will lead us. And we thank you for the lives that will be changed because we're obedient in coming to this place. We now pray your blessings over Teen Central, over the leadership of Teen Central, both paid staff and the volunteers. We pray your grace upon them in mighty ways. And for every teen that comes into this place or their family members, we pray blessings upon them, Lord. We pray that they would know that you love them, that you have a plan for their life, and that you have good things in store for them. Lord, help us not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices and schemes as we're here. Lord, help us take seriously the call to get intercessors and to cover ourselves with the blood of Christ on a daily basis, because the enemy wants to take us out, and you have plans for us. So thank you, Father. And may everything that happens in this building all be to Jesus' glory and honor. And we pray in his name. Amen. Okay. Thank you very much for coming.